Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
Hey, welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott. Just hope everybody had a wonderful Labor Day weekend last weekend. Made for a short week this week, which was nice. It just blew right by. And you are tuned into Long-Term Care Radio. We come in every Saturday morning to do this show and just educate people on really, you know, number one, what long-term care is, and number two, how do you mitigate that risk? And I will tell you, one of the biggest questions I get at the classes that I teach, almost every single class I'll get this question at least once, and somebody wants to know, if I have a long-term care insurance plan, will it work for me if I want to stay at home? And what they mean is, can I receive care in my home? Because quite frankly, you know, most people still picture long-term care as a medical event. So they're picturing a nursing home, they're picturing a hospital, they're picturing something along those lines. And there's a good reason for this question, because when long-term care insurance originally came out, it was like the early 70s, 1974, the Fireman's Fund actually is who started long-term care insurance. That evolved, and it later became GE Capital bought it out. It later became Genworth, which is the largest servicer of long-term care insurance contracts. But what a lot of people didn't know is those original policies were called facility policies, i.e. nursing home. So you had this nursing home insurance, and so, you know, your grandmother, my grandmother, they might have been, you know, looking out there for nursing home insurance. That's what it was called. And the facility was defined as somebody that had 24/7 skilled nursing care. So that's where the nursing home came from. So that's why I think there's a lot of people that still ask us about, you know, hey, if I have this insurance, I really want to stay at home. So a lot of people don't think they need long-term care insurance because they say, I'm never going to go to a nursing home. Well, folks, the thing is, it's really changed. In fact, all of the plans that we offer today are what we call a comprehensive plan. And we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show and just kind of talk about, you know, what a comprehensive plan is and what it does. But I think one of the things also, people ask me this question, and I think if I peel the onion back, again, a lot of people still think of a long-term care event as a medical event, right? They picture the nursing home because they're thinking that's where I'm at for long-term care because I need a skilled nurse there. And I just want to tell you, statistically, the overwhelming majority of people, 3 out of 4 people start their long-term care journey at home. $3 out of $4 paid out of an insurance contract are paid for people that are residing in their own home. And the reason why that is because a long-term care event is mostly made up of what we call custodial care. That's the help we need getting through the day, the transferring, the dressing, the bathing, the eating, the medications, the light housework. It's just helping us live independently. And so a lot of people think of a long-term care event as, I have the major stroke, I'm in the hospital, now I'm sitting there in a nursing home, and that's expensive. Well, that's true, that is. Long-term care insurance will pay for that, but really, people are aging into place in their home. They are still in a long-term care situation, and that's what a long-term care event is. So we really just have to look at this and understand, yes, I get the question, does it pay for care in home? I get where that came from. And originally, when you look at people like my grandmother, they went from their home to a nursing home. There weren't a lot of other alternatives. There wasn't the assisted living facilities. The family just stepped up and took care of grandma as long as they could. And then when her health was really compromised, they sent her down to the nursing home. And a lot of times at that point, it was medically necessary. But there were years and years and years that a lot of these people had that they were at their home. And it's just that their family was providing that custodial care. So home is a very, very important place to receive long-term care without question. And I think what people need to understand is that Not only do you want to age in place and home, but for certain conditions like a cognitive situation, home is just crucial. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute. Before we go there, though, I want to talk a little bit about some of the upcoming classes we have. We're rolled into September already. Labor Day's behind us, and we've got a couple of classes coming up here. And again, the classes are designed to just as an extension of this radio show that you can come in one-on-one and sit down with me and learn about these new programs, learn about long-term care in general. And we've got a couple of great classes coming up here, the first one being on Friday the 20th. That's an asset-based long-term care class. That's going to start off at 10 a.m. And again, the asset-based class is designed for people that are planning on self-insuring. So if you're sitting on, you know, close to $1 million or $500,000 or $5 million, it doesn't matter. The point is, if you're really thinking that you have enough money, or somebody told you you have enough money and that you're just going to self-insure your long-term care event, you need to come to this class. I'm going to show you a much better way to fund a long-term care plan, show you the tax advantages, and show you what it means to have a guarantee and have the access to the professionals that come with these plans. So again, that's going to be Friday, September 20th for an asset-based class. And then the very next day on Saturday, the 21st, I have a class that's just our regular long-term care planning class. The difference in this class is we're not going to focus quite as much on the asset-based plans. You will still learn about them, but we're going to bring in the traditional plans as well, too, and show you, you know, what a state partnership program looks like. A traditional plan is the plan that I pay into over time. There's no cash value. It's not going to pay me back if I don't use it. But again, there's still a place for those traditional plans. And so that class is going to add that in along with the hybrid and the asset-based information. So both those classes are really good alternatives regardless. But again, the asset-based class on Friday is just really geared. We're going to skip the traditional plan and talk mostly about asset-based plans, the plans that pay you back whether you use them or not. And then believe it or not, we've got another real excited about this. On October 5th, we're going to be part of the Retirement Roundtable over in Bellevue. This is a big kind of a workshop educational event that Rick Gregorek puts on. Rick Gregorek, your partner in law. I just think it's a wonderful way to come and learn about finances, the legal side. I will be there speaking about long-term care insurance. You can sign up for that on our website as well, too. So lots of classes coming up here in September. We're getting right down to it, and then we're going to roll into that roundtable event the first week there of October. All that information, again, on our website, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. Stick around. We're going to head into our first break, and when we come back, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the importance of being able to receive care in your home in a long-term care event. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorek, host of Your Partner-in-Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable. Everyone learns so much.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Brian Ott will discuss long-term care coverages.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Just way apart, you know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors. And I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living. And she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio here on this Saturday morning. So we are talking a little bit today. We're going to talk about the importance of having a long-term care plan that pays for care in your own home. I mean, it's one of the most common questions I still get at all my classes. If I have long-term care insurance, do I have to go to a nursing home to use it? And, you know, back in the day, the original policies, like I said, were called facility-only policies, which were defined as a nursing home. That's how long-term care insurance really started back in the 1970s. Today's plans are comprehensive, and what a comprehensive plan means is that it pays for care in a wide variety of settings, including your home, all the way up to a nursing home. And there's lots of steps in between your home and a nursing home. There's assisted living facilities, there's adult family homes, there's adult daycare, there's special memory clinics. So there's a wide variety of locations that a long-term care plan will pay for care in. But most importantly, the vast majority of plans start out when the people trigger a claim, 3 out of 4 people are still residing in their own home. And in fact, that's probably the main reason why you want to get a long-term care insurance plan, is so that you can stay in control of your care options. Because if you don't have it and you burn through your assets, Medicaid's going to step in. Unless you have family members that can provide that care for you in your home, Medicaid's going to deem your home as an unsafe place, and they're going to put you in a nursing home. And, you know, that happened to my aunt out in Colorado. It's like, you know, she was fighting the system. She didn't want to be in the nursing home, so she'd go home, she'd get ill, they'd end up sticking her back in the nursing home. And that's really the way they provide care. So the idea of having long-term care insurance is that I have that stream of income, I have access to those professionals, and I can receive care in the location that I want to, which for most people is home. I mean, let's face it, if I walked down the street and just took a random survey of people and I said, where do you want to age? Or where do you want to receive care if you end up in a long-term care situation? The overwhelming majority of people will say they want to be in their own home. There's a few outliers that will maybe say, you know, I'd go to an assisted living facility or a community, and that's generally going to be from someone that's maybe had experience with it. I'm one of those people. I watched my grandmother, Genevieve, move into an assisted living facility. She lived there for 5 years, and she actually had a great quality of life. And I have a mother-in-law who has moved into an independent living facility that can provide long-term care as well, but she moved in when she's healthy because she wanted that community. She wanted to be surrounded with things to do and people. So there are a few people that will still say that, a community, but overwhelmingly, most people want the freedom to start their long-term care journey in their own home. And I think that's just what's, you know, key to having a plan. Most people, if they have a plan, they can start their care at home. And statistically, 3 out of 4 people start their long-term care journey at home. 70% of those that have long-term care insurance take their last breath on their own pillow. Now, you compare that to people that do not have long-term care insurance, they end up on Medicaid, it's less than 1%. The vast majority of those people will take their last breath in a Medicaid nursing home. So it's a big, you know, it's a huge difference, a stark difference there. Now, one of the reasons why you also want to consider being able to age in place in home is because not all long-term care situations are identical. Long-term care is caused by impairments, and there's really two ways that you're going to trigger a policy to start paying your benefits. One is what we call a physical impairment. That's the inability to perform 2 out of 6 of the activities of daily living. So think about what we do every day. The defined activities of daily living are transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, eating, and continence. So think about what you did today. You got out of bed. You went to the bathroom, you took a shower, you got dressed, you went to the kitchen and you made something to eat, and you find a bathroom and use it by yourself when you need it throughout the day. That's the activities of daily living. So when you need help with 2 of those, that's going to trigger a long-term care event. That's going to be defined as you are now in a long-term care situation, meaning you now need help from others. That used to be the number one way of claims being filed. It is no longer, okay? But that's the physical impairment. The second way you trigger a policy is what they call a cognitive impairment. So think of dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, severe memory loss. That has now become the number one triggering claim for a long-term care event, because that by itself, the diagnosis of a cognitive situation, is going to put you in a long-term care situation. Now, if I'm a physical impairment person, I think of someone that had a stroke. They may have a stroke. They may need to go to the assisted living facility because they can't get up and walk. They can't transfer. They can't do all those things. But if I'm diagnosed with Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's, I still can probably do most of the ADLs. I can still walk and dress myself and probably still make some food and do all those things that we do every day. It's just that I can't really mentally put things in order in a safe manner. So I go out and I get lost. I take a right instead of taking a left. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because on cognitive impairments, it's crucial. It's so helpful for somebody to be able to age in their own home. If you're someone like my mother, who's been in her same home now for over 48 years, that home becomes part of her long-term memory, right? What's in the closets, the layout of the house, that's part of our long-term care memory. Now, what happens in a cognitive situation often, especially with like Alzheimer's, the first thing you notice is the short-term memory. I can't remember what I had for lunch today, or I can't remember what I did yesterday, but I can go back 30 years and I can tell you a story about being on vacation, or I can tell you about growing up as a kid. Those long-term care memories are still sound. So in a cognitive situation, when you take somebody out of their home, it's one of the biggest struggles for these people, because they are in a situation now that is not familiar to them, and they get lost coming from the dining room back to their assisted living apartment. And we have seen that, witnessed that over and over. Personally, I watched that in my grandmother's assisted living facility. You'd bring someone in with Alzheimer's, and they seemed very, you know, healthy. They seemed fine. They got up, they dressed, they presented themselves well, but they just didn't know where they were. They would get lost. They were confused a lot, and they asked a lot of questions over and over and over again, could not find their way back to their apartment. So that's something to keep in mind. If I have a long-term care insurance plan and I'm diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or a loved one is, the idea is now I can bring that help into the home. And now I am, you know, diagnosed with a cognitive situation, I'm in a familiar place. And so I have a lot less struggles with the little things like getting around the house, because I know that house. I've been there for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it's been. It's part of my long-term memory. And I think a lot of people don't really understand the importance of that in a cognitive situation. Now, if it's a physical impairment, there may be some situations where it makes more sense to move into an assisted living facility. Maybe, you know, all the dining room and everything is on one floor. The hallways are wide. The doorways are wide. They're built for a walker so I can move around and go. But if I'm still cognitive, I can still find my way back to the apartment. I can adjust to that new setting a lot easier. What we see, though, is for the people that have the Alzheimer's, they have the dementia, they're starting to lose their short-term memory, That is one of the biggest problems we have for trying to go straight to a facility, is it's not a familiar place. And we see that all the time when we have a husband and a wife, and the spouse, one of them is ending up in a cognitive situation, and the spouse is running ragged trying to take care of them. They move to a facility, but they still end up struggling because that person doesn't know where they're at. Where if now we can bring that help into the home and we can relieve the healthy spouse and have a caregiver there, well, the person that needs that help from a cognitive impairment now actually is in a familiar place, and they're just going to do a lot better. They're going to age in and be happier in that environment. So the long-term care plans, when we look at them, a lot of people that bought these plans back in the 70s and the 80s, they bought in a facility policy only, and it was cheaper because basically the insurance company said, we will discount this policy if you just pay for care only in a facility. Because what they knew is what we know now today. Nobody wants to move to a nursing home. In fact, people don't check into nursing homes. They get put into nursing homes. So the idea is they changed those rules. The National Association of Insurance Commissioners came out with these new rules and regulations for long-term care. The insurance carriers now have to offer comprehensive plans. There are still a couple of facility-only policies available. However, I have never placed a client in one of those because, again, statistically, when we look at it, the overwhelming majority of people start their journey in their own home, and they want a long-term care insurance plan that's going to provide those benefits. And keep in mind that if I've got a loved one that's in a physical situation, I can bring somebody in. You know, we'll get to a point where it's a cost analysis for us. We'll say, well, it might make more sense to move into this assisted living facility. They got a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be fun. But if I have a loved one that's in a cognitive situation, they are not going to probably do very well in that new environment because there's nothing familiar to them. And they're not remembering that person that they just met. The short-term memory is what they're struggling with. They remember the longer memories. And again, I've been in my house a long time. I have the ability to feel comfortable in this situation because that house is part of my long-term care memory. So I think that, you know, I bring this awareness because when we sit down and I talk to people and we're designing a long-term care plan, one of the questions I always ask my clients is, where do you want to age? You know, and a lot of people will say, most people will say, well, I want to age in place. I want to age in my home. And if somebody else says, oh, we're going to move to a facility, we're going to move to a continuing care retirement center, I think that's great. I'm glad they're doing their homework. But I also share with them that should your spouse end up in a cognitive situation, that might be a difficult transition. So you might want to transition into that before that gets to that point. But if you have a long-term care insurance plan, you're going to be able to pay for that help in either one of those places. And that's what's great about these new plans out there. So again, not all situations are equal. In fact, now cognitive claims have just passed the 50% mark. That means that people that are filing for long-term care insurance, they're filing their claims to turn that policy on. Half of those policies, now over half of them, are for a cognitive impairment. And quite frankly, folks, the average Alzheimer's plan now, a lot of the insurance carriers start getting away from the lifetime benefits because the average situation for an Alzheimer's is going to be about 8 years. Some people will be in their claim just a couple of years, but other people will be on them for 20 years. And so having a plan in place that will give you the services, the access to the professionals, and that stream of money to pay for that care is important, but it's also important to make sure that you have a policy that's going to pay for that care, where you want to receive care, and where the best place to receive that care, and often it's in your own home. So we're going to head into our first break here, and when I come back, actually, we're going to talk about the client of the week. I'm going to show you how we set up a plan that pays for care in the home. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your kids have to do is carry out your wishes. You're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's asset-based class is Friday, September 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that is not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, September 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot right now. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner-in-Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable. Everyone learns so much.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Brian Ott will discuss long-term care coverages.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors. Our office is located over in Bellevue, Washington, and we work with clients all over the state, though, and several states, actually, all over the country at this point now. We teach the classes, which you're going to hear a lot about here on the ads, and you'll see it on our website, because that's a great way for your local to come in and learn about long-term care. But if you're not local, just go to our website. Go to 525longtermcare.com, click on the Start Here button, read through some of that information. We've got some real nice diagrams on the way these different types of plans work and what's going on as far as traditional asset-based hybrid plans. And you'll just see lots of examples and all kinds of stuff. And we do work with a lot of people over the phone. So again, you don't have to come to a class. We just like to teach the classes because it helps us help you. And we're getting a lot of really good feedback from these classes. So if you can make it to a class, sign up. We got two coming up in September on the 20th and the 21st. And then actually we're going to be part of Retirement Roundtable, which is over in Bellevue. That's kind of an all-day event from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And it's going to be an event that's going to include things like finances, legal planning. Rick Gregorick from Your Partner in Law, he's a local attorney here. He's been doing it for years. He's going to talk about estate planning. I'm going to be there talking about long-term care insurance. So it's just a really great forum to come in and learn about all these different topics. It's educational. It's a fun event. So look for that on our website as well, too. John Curley is going to be the MC there as well. So we'll see everybody there on October 5th. But all that information is available on our website at 525longtermcare.com. I want to talk this week right now. We come into you every Saturday. I bring in a client of the week. This week is Gary, who is 70 years old. Gary is just fantastic guy. Just really enjoyed working with him. Gary had been listening to our show, had been to our class, and came in to see us. And what was interesting about Gary is we sat down with everybody and we say, again, show me your money, show me your assets, what's in your retirement accounts, do you have life insurance, do you have annuities, CDs, how are your assets comprised? And then what I do is I look for the best way to come in and put together a plan that's going to fund a long-term care plan. And last week on the radio show, I was talking about 1035 exchanges under the Pension Protection Act. And again, a 1035 exchange is where I move assets from one contract to another contract, and I can do that tax-free, meaning if there's gain in my first contract, I don't have to liquidate it and pay the taxes on it. I can simply move that increased value over to another contract. And so I can do that with a long-term care plan. And last week, we were talking about using an annuity. And this week, I want to show you how we did this using a life insurance policy. And if you missed last week's show again, just go to 525longtermcare.com and click on the podcast there, and you can pull up all of our past shows and listen to that. But in a nutshell, here's what we found out with Gary. Gary came in to sit down with us and talk with us about putting a long-term care plan in place. He had an existing life insurance contract. This life insurance contract that he had, he was still paying about $1,800 a year on it. The policy had accumulated a cash value of $174,000. And what I mean by cash value is that's the value of the policy. If I just surrender the policy, if I cancel it, I'm going to get that $174,000. But the deal is, if I do that, I've got to pay tax on the gain. So what that means is they're going to go in, they're going to add up the premiums, and they're going to say, you know, you paid $100,000 in premiums, you have $174,000 in cash value, you've got to pay tax on the $74,000. So that's the problem with surrendering a policy on the cash value. However, his life insurance policy also had a death benefit of $225,000. Well, Gary's 70 years old. He took this policy out years ago when he had children, small children. He was working. He said, you know, that's not really my biggest concern anymore. The house is paid for. The kids are gone. I'm not too worried about this life insurance policy right now. He goes, is there a way I can access this money and use it for long-term care? Well, the problem is, if he surrenders the policy, it's a taxable event. He would have to pay tax on the gain inside the policy. So what we did under the Pension Protection Act rules is we used a 1035 exchange, and we took that money in the policy, that $174,000, and we deposited it with a new insurance carrier that had a long-term care contract, and it was just what we call a 1035 exchange, so there was no taxable event to Gary. And here's what Gary got out of this situation. Again, we took his existing life insurance policy, we rolled over the cash value into a new policy, and what it provided for Gary was a long-term care benefit of $8,200 a month for 6 years. So that is a $590,000 benefit of long-term care, folks. $590,000. Now remember, he had $175,000 of cash value. But here's the thing. He also had a $225,000 death benefit. Well, what he does under this new policy by moving this money over is he does not walk away from his death benefit. It's a 1035 exchange. And what we're doing is we're taking that cash value and we're going to reposition it into an asset-based long-term care plan that not only has long-term care insurance, but it also is going to have a death benefit there, meaning that if Gary lives his nice long life and he never uses his long-term care, $196,000 is going to be paid back to his estate tax-free. So he had $225,000 of death benefit, but he said, wait a second, I'll give up $25,000 of death benefit on my life insurance policy if I can get this $600,000 of long-term care. And that's exactly what we did for him. And here's one more. This is the icing on the cake for Gary, what he just really loved. Remember, he was still paying $1,800 a year to keep this policy in force. Because of the 1035 exchange, this was a lump sum funding of this new asset-based long-term care plan. Gary will no longer have to pay those $1,800 premiums to keep the policy in place. Now, he could just stop paying the $1,800 on his existing premium, but what would happen is his cash value would start to decrease, because what they would be doing is using the cash value to pay the premiums to keep that death benefit in place. So he would lose the money, that the value that he had gained over time, if he just quit paying the premiums. So this solved multiple problems that he didn't even really know. Number one, he still has life insurance. It's going to be, you know, close to $200 instead of $225. But he also now has $590,000 of long-term care that he can access at $8,200 a month for 6 years. Now, let's talk about this policy itself. What I really like about this policy is Gary was really adamant about saying, look, I don't know. If I have to go to a facility, an assisted living facility or nursing home, he said, then I guess I have to, but I want to age in place. I want to be able to stay at home. I'm close to my kids. It's important to me. So this particular policy pays him the $8,200 a month, but it's what we call a cash benefit, meaning that he will get a check for $8,200 every month. It is not reimbursement, meaning he does not have to spend money, get receipts, and turn those into the insurance company. He simply is going to turn that policy on, and he will start getting the $8,200 a month in cash. That's going to give Gary the freedom to hire somebody if he wants to come into his home. He doesn't have to hire a licensed healthcare professional anymore like you do with the reimbursement policy. He can have a child provide the care and pay him. He can pay his own children to provide care. It just gives him a lot of flexibility. But this policy, again, not only will it pay for care at home, it'll pay for care anywhere. It doesn't matter. It's just that once he triggers his long-term care event, he's going to get that $8,200 a month cash every single month for up to 6 years coming in. And that's his money tax-free to be paying for care. Now, if he gets lucky and he never uses his long-term care, guess what? He still has that $196,000 death benefit. That's guaranteed. And when you see a death benefit on these asset-based plans, what that simply means is that if I don't use at least $196,000 in this case of long-term care insurance, my family gets the difference, right? The death benefit minus any long-term care paid out is what the estate gets. Now, if he uses all $196,000, okay, there's no more death benefit going back to the estate. But what has it done? It's mitigated him from having to spend down the rest of his savings because he has $8,200 coming in for 6 years. He has basically a bucket of money close to $600,000 to use for long-term care. And what I really love about this policy is Gary can go on claim at any time in the future and he can use all $600,000 of long-term care. But guess what? When he passes away, even if he used all $600,000 of long-term care insurance, he's still going to get $39,360 paid back to the estate tax-free. That's what we call a guaranteed minimum death benefit. So here we have somebody 70 years old. They thought they were too old for long-term care insurance, number one. Number two, they didn't want to pay premiums. Number three, they had a life insurance policy that they thought they knew had some cash value that they thought they could use for long-term care in a pinch. And we were able to take all that information, put it together, and design a plan that used his existing cash value life insurance and get him a plan that gives him over three times more money that for long-term care. So again, he puts $174,000 into the plan. He has $590,000 of tax-free long-term care insurance. It pays the cash benefit. And by the way, if Gary doesn't use long-term care, he still has a death benefit. He took his existing life insurance policy, did a 1035 exchange. He still has life insurance. Folks, this is just a home run. And I'm telling you what, if you have life insurance that has a surrender value to it, that's the cash value. That means that's the value in the policy. So you just simply call your insurance company and say, if I surrender my policy, how much is it worth? And they say, yeah, it's worth $175,000 or it's worth $80,000. That's money that we can use to fund a new policy. And you will still have life insurance, but now you get the long-term care. And that's the beauty of the 1035 exchange rules under the Pension Protection Act. And by the way, one of the things about this plan is if you think about it, Gary's not paying the $1,800 a month anymore for a life insurance policy that he doesn't think he needs. He still has life insurance. He got rid of the $1,800 payment, but now he's got this huge bucket of long-term care insurance. And by the way, there's also going to be the claim specialists that come with that as well, too. So he's got access to a team of professionals that he didn't have access to before. And all we did was take one thing, you know, this life insurance policy out of one pocket, added some features to it, and stuck it back in the other pocket. He still has life insurance, but now he has long-term care insurance, and he no longer has that annual payment that he has to pay. And for you that maybe you have a life insurance policy that only has $50,000 of cash value, well, you can still use that as a deposit and then come in and pay additional payments over time even. So you could put $50,000 down out of your existing life insurance and pay an annual premium for 10 years and still have not only life insurance, but also have long-term care. So again, I just love, this is the client of the week. There's lots more examples on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Just jump on there and you can read through some of the examples. We're going to head into our next break and stick around when we get back. I've got a question of the week that I want to get to that's from Linda over at Port Orchard. We'll be right back to Long Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. What is the best age to look into long-term care insurance?
You know, Dory, we have plans that will help people up to age 85, but here's what you need to know. It's not your age that allows you to get long-term care insurance. It's your health. So the best time to look into getting a plan is when you are healthy and you can still qualify. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about the new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of our free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join me every Saturday morning on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
We indeed chose the best plan that pays us back if we never use it. Learn what may be the best option for you at one of Brian's upcoming classes, Friday, September 20th or Saturday the 21st. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high costs of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
We've all heard the term buy low and sell high, and markets have recently hit another all-time high. And that begs the question, is this the top? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Is this the top? No one knows. The truth is, we no longer need to know. By using our risk-managed stock portfolios and Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we can lower your fees, increase your upside, and drastically reduce your risk exposure. This is now the longest bull market in U.S. financial history, and stock valuations have never been higher. So why risk it? Call now to get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And thanks again for tuning in to us on this Saturday morning to Long-Term Care Radio. Hard to believe we are rolling deep into September already. Kids are back in school. I know that's the way it is for me. And I'll tell you what, fall is right around the corner. And, you know, this is a great time to start planning. Come to one of our classes. This is a busy time for us. And I know the kids are back in school. Things settle down. Summer vacations are over. Come learn about long-term care plans. Come learn about these new options that are out there. I cannot tell you, you know, how many people are still surprised. They might listen to the radio. They might kind of hear a little bit about it, but when you come to a class, you get to sit down with me, you get to learn about these new asset-based plans that pay you back if you never use them. That class is going to be on September the 20th at 10 a.m. That's a Friday morning at 10 a.m. And again, this class is designed for those of you that are going to self-insure. I'm telling you right now, if you think you have enough money, somebody told you have enough money, maybe you do have enough money. That's great, but I'm going to show you a better way to set up a plan that has guarantees and tax advantages. And I will tell you, a lot of people will spend more money in tax consequences converting assets to income to pay for care than it would cost them to set up a plan that's not only going to provide all that care tax-free, but it'll pay them back if they never use it. So that's Friday, September 20th. Then the very next day, Saturday the 21st, that's a 9 a.m. kickoff. We start a little bit earlier on Saturdays, get you in, get you out. That's our standard long-term care planning class. That class differentiates a little bit from the asset-based class in that we focus on some of these traditional plans, the pay-as-you-go plans, but you're still going to learn about the asset-based and the hybrid-based plans that pay you back. So don't worry, if you can't make it Friday, you can come to that Saturday class. Both of those classes are going to provide you our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And that book was really just designed to, you know, walk you through what is long-term care, what does it pay for, how do I trigger a claim, when should I look into long-term care. I mean, it goes through all of that stuff. And then we have lots of examples in there. We have a glossary, and the idea is just kind of pick it through, you know, that book at your own speed, at your own leisure, get some ideas of some different ways we can put a plan in place. And then when you're ready, we're going to sit down with you and design a custom plan for you, because every plan is different. Your plan is going to be different than mine. You may have some better ways to fund it. You may have some tax advantages that somebody else doesn't have. That's my job to explain all that. So again, we have Friday the 20th, Saturday the 21st. Both of those are on our upcoming events on our homepage at 525longtermcare.com. And also, I want to give a shout out here. We have another event coming up on October 5th at 9 a.m. That's over in Bellevue at the Maidenbauer Center. That's Retirement Roundtable. That's an event put together by Rick Gregorick from Your Partner in Law. He's a local attorney that's been doing this for years. And it's just a fantastic event. You're going to learn about legal planning, estate planning, learn about some finances. I'm going to be there talking about long-term care insurance. We're going to have several other guest speakers there as well, too. It's just a great event. You get lunch. Parking is available. It's all validated. And right now, you can get on and get your early bird tickets for that. And that's, again, over at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue and Retirement Roundtable, October 5th. And I'm really excited to be part of that event again this year. So look for that. John Curley will be there emceeing the event as well, too. And he always puts on a live show, so it makes it kind of fun. But all that stuff is on our website at 525longtermcare.com. And right underneath the upcoming events, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. That's where you can send me a question. I'm going to pick through those, and every week I pick through the questions and I pull one up to read on the air. And this week our question comes from Linda over in Port Orchard. And Linda asks, what is the difference between a waiting period and an elimination period on a long-term care insurance plan? So that's a great question, Linda. And essentially, the short answer is they are the same. So let me just kind of define what they are. A waiting period, or what an elimination period is the way the contracts write. They will say, you get $6,000 a month for 3 years is what your contract says. But it'll say you have a 90-day elimination period, or a 100-day elimination period, or a 30-day elimination period. Whatever it is how you designed your plan. The elimination period is the deductible period, so to speak. That means you're going to pay the first 90 days, or the first 60, or the first 30, however your contract was written. And that just means I go on claim right now. If I have a 90-day elimination period, I pay the first 90 days of service, and then the long-term care insurance starts kicking in. Now, where that came from, Linda, was originally long-term care is defined as an event that's expected to last 90 days or more. So it's not a short-term event, it's a long-term care event. And so IRS said, yes, we'll give these benefits back to people tax-free, but it has to be an event expected to last 90 days or more. So the original policies just wrote that into their contract, saying we will start paying after 90 days. Now, there was a case that went to the Supreme Court that said, look, I'm diagnosed with dementia. It's going to be 10 years. Why do I have to wait 90 days? I should still be able to get that money tax-free. So it went all the way to the courts, through the courts. The courts basically came back and said, yes, it has to be an event that's expected to last 90 days, but you can have a shorter waiting period. So we see a lot of plans. Some of our asset-based plans have a zero-day elimination period. The standard for traditional plans is still 90 days. A lot of carriers allow you to buy it down to 60 days or 30 days. But the elimination period and the waiting period, it's really just the same thing. It's just a different name for it. It's like car or automobile. What we're saying is that there's some period that you're going to have to wait before you jump in to get your long-term care benefits. Now, I will tell you, my experience has taught me back in the day that a lot of people used to sign up for these long-term care events that, or these plans that would have a 365-day elimination period. And the way it was really a lot less expensive, because the agents would come in and say, look, you pay the first year, and then if you blow through your savings, then the long-term care insurance will kick in. So those policies were a lot less expensive. We see very few of those today. Now, I am a big believer. A lot of the asset-based plans are all going to be, you know, anywhere from 0 to 90 days, and some of our better plans are going to be 0 days for home, or 90 days if you went straight to a facility, which is really rare. But that's just a great question. And again, you're in control of a lot of this too when you design a plan. So keep that in mind, Linda. If I'm looking to put a new plan in place and I don't want to pay for the first 90 days of care, well, you can set a plan up that starts paying on day one. You can also do it at day 30. And then more of the asset-based and the hybrid plans, they're going to pretty much be set. Like we have some companies that will say there's a 90-day waiting period, but on month four, we're going to give you 4 months of long-term care benefit in a lump sum. So there's all kinds of variations on that, but it's essentially all the same thing. You're going to have some kind of period before the premium start or before the benefit starts coming into you, and you're in control of that when you design a plan. So if you got a question for us, just give us a shout. Go to our website, 525longtermcare.com. Fill out a question down there in Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. Send it in. While you're there, you can also get our podcast. You'll see that we have all our podcasts listed out for all our past shows. And poke around the website. There's a lot of great information on there. You can read about these new programs, sign up for a class. But if you can't make it to a class, we help people all over the state and we'll be glad to help you. So just go through our website, learn about some of these programs, and then give us a call when you're ready and we'll be glad to answer your questions. And again, 525longtermcare.com is our website. And by the way, don't forget to read some of the reviews down there on that website as well too. You'll see that people are talking about putting these plans in place, and overwhelmingly they're relieved, you know, because they know they're protected and their family's protected, and ultimately that's what a long-term care plan does. So thanks again for tuning in this Saturday with us at Long-Term Care Radio. We will be back next week with another show. And again, lots of classes coming up in September, two in September, and then Retirement Roundtable on October 5th, which is just a really, really fun event. So I would encourage you to sign up for the early bird tickets on that while you can. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.